Hello, my loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Heart First podcast. I hope you are all doing really well and you're having a really beautiful start to the week. We are releasing an episode a little bit earlier this week because I think that I want to start releasing them at the start of the week rather than the end of the week. But I hope you guys are doing super well. Once again, if you are a returning listener, welcome back. And if you are new here, welcome to the Heart First podcast. My name is Alex. I am a women's life coach, and I really love to record these episodes so that we can heal, grow, and rise together and live lives much more in alignment and much more fulfilled. So welcome into this space. I'm so happy to have you here. So at the moment, I've been doing a few of these solo eps, and I can definitely feel the growth here. I found podcasting alone to be really daunting when I first started my podcast, which is why if you scroll down, you'll see that I've had a lot of guests on the show. And part of that reason was because I found it just so odd to be talking to a microphone for like 20 to 30 minutes all by myself. Like I usually like to bounce off people and just have really stimulating conversations. I find them different to doing lives. Like when I go live on Instagram or Facebook, I find that really easy because you guys sometimes join in live, and I can just feel the energy. And I suppose when you're on live, then you have no choice but to, you know, get it together. So nonetheless, I'm coming in with weekly episodes at the moment as well, which just feels really expansive. So with that being said, how are you all doing? What is on for your week? Or just how is your life in general at the moment? Are you easing into 2023 well? Are you feeling good about what's ahead? Have you had a good start to your year? I really love to know these things, and I really love to speak to some of you who tune into the podcast because, yeah, I just feel like it's a much more intimate space than places like Instagram. And yeah, I just really love to hear from you guys. Me, I'm personally doing pretty well. I'm on the second day of my cycle, which means I'm kind of in my cave at the moment. That means that I'm enjoying solitude and downtime because I find when I have my period, I am very reflective, and I focus a lot on like resting and rejuvenating myself. And one rule that I have is that I don't actually see clients on like the first or second day of my period. I know that that's a lot of information, but hey, we talk about this stuff here. And I'm actually thinking of getting one of my friends who's a health and hormone coach to jump on the podcast and give us a little lesson on how to work with your cycle. I personally have been tracking my cycle for the last maybe 2 years, and the difference that it has made to my life has been amazing. Just because you know what your hormones are doing, and you know that when you feel really cranky or when you're a little bit more emotional than usual, you can really start to plan your life around your cycle, which means that like if you are coming up to your period, maybe you want to be less social and you want to plan less events, and just being really mindful of that, because during those times of ovulation, you're likely going to be feeling a lot more high energy and a lot more outgoing and a lot more social. So it's been an absolute game changer since I have started to regulate my hormones. But anyway, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Today, we are diving into navigating confusion and finding clarity when you feel that you are deeply stuck and lost or confused. And I want to start by saying that nobody knows this feeling better than I do, because I have found myself feeling confused, lost, uncertain, and stuck many times on my path, specifically in my career as I navigated deepening into my truth and really following what it is that I wanted to do. For those that don't know, my journey into really stepping into my purpose and becoming a coach was far from linear, and it took a lot of courage for me to really step into this space with confidence and with like real authenticity and really like knowing myself. Like my 20s have very much been a journey of deep self-discovery. I have spent a lot of my 20s, I have been single. And, you know, I've navigated some relationships and I've had long-term relationships before, but I always had this like deep feeling inside that I just needed to like spend my 20s being my selfish years of really learning to understand myself. Self-actualization and personal growth is really, really important to me. And, you know, I really value freedom as well. And for me, I think a big part of that was I needed to feel really free in order to self-explore and to really understand myself better. And, you know, I didn't really want to take anybody on the ride with me for that. And, you know, I'm in my late 20s now, and I can truly say that I've hit a point where I just like truly deeply know and understand who I am. I've done so much work on myself. I have really taken myself deep into doing the work, clearing a lot of trauma, and just like really stepping into like true authenticity, which I think has been one of the biggest gifts that I have given myself. But what I just really want to say here is that I know this feeling more than anybody, or just as much as you probably do. And I know that feeling of being lost, uncertain, and stuck. And it's just kind of like you just feel like the wheels are in the mud. You don't know where to turn. You're running out of options. Nothing makes sense. And it's honestly just the worst place to be in. And we're going to go into some strategies that you can really begin to tap into to really move through this. So perhaps for you, maybe you're in a spot of feeling really unfulfilled at work. Maybe you don't know where to turn, or maybe you've hit a roadblock in a relationship, or you're feeling uncertain on whether or not it is serving you anymore. You may also be navigating a big move, or you're tossing up a decision that is just keeping you in this loop, going round and round in circles, and you're unable to hear any clarity clearly. Whatever it is, the first thing that I want to tell you is that you are never as stuck or confused as you think you are. I know that it can really feel this way, especially when you're really in it. And oftentimes it's hard to see the bigger picture when we are stuck in all of the emotions of what comes up with that feeling of stuckness. Often, very, very often, the answers are literally right in front of us, but they also are very often the scarier option. And that's the thing with our truth is, it's usually right there staring at us in the face, but we aren't willing to really look at it, right? And, you know, I've had moments where I've been like, you know what, I'm done with the coaching industry. Like, for anyone that follows me on Instagram, you would know that I have very much voiced my opinions on some of the practices that happen in the coaching space. And there was a period there where I was like, no, I need to leave it because I don't want to be associated with it. But then I kind of came to this realization that the space actually needs really good coaches that are operating out of integrity. And I was like, no, I'm staying here for now. But also during that period, you know, I felt really confused because coaching, personal growth, sharing, teaching, it's such a huge part of who I am that when I stopped doing that, I truly felt like a part of my soul had been taken away from me. It was like I was walking around without my right arm. And I remember I just kept having this thought of like, maybe you are on the right path, you're just refusing to walk it. And it just, that message just kept coming through and kept coming in for me. And it wasn't until I was like, okay, the truth is staring right in front of me. I need to stop resisting this and start walking it. And literally as soon as I followed that guidance, it was like everything just came together, specifically how I felt towards what I was doing, what I was sharing. It was like I was filled with motivation and purpose again, because doing this work is my soul's work. It's not just about me having a job and trying to make a living. This is something that I would do for free. I would do this. And you know what, I don't make any money from my podcast, so I obviously am doing this for free. Like I said, the truth is very often staring at you right in the face. And sometimes the truth just isn't convenient, and the truth ruins all of the plans that we had. Or maybe it just feels a little bit riskier and scarier than usual, but very often the truth that is staring at us in the face just isn't the convenient truth that we want to hear at that point. And we have our own plans, and you know what? The universe thinks that that's hilarious, because it just doesn't work that way, unfortunately, but also fortunately, because this is actually a really positive thing. And very often when you feel these feelings of stuckness, or you feel that pain of being confused, you're being led somewhere really beautiful. And I just want you to, hearing my words, I just really want you to be able to trust that you are being led somewhere really beautiful. And part of the process is really learning how to surrender to the truth that is trying to make its way to you, even if it is painful. So what we're going to do is we're going to dive into 3 points that can really begin to help you find clarity in the midst of this confusion. And so the first point, as I mentioned, is the first step is to surrender and allow the confusion to just be there. So the quickest way out of this stuck energy is to stop trying to find the answers and just accept what is. As much of a catch-22 that is, this really works. Because very often when we are feeling confused, we are really resisting what is, and we are very much living in the future. And we're thinking about how we can change our present. We're likely trying to make a decision about, you know, should we change our jobs, or should we leave a relationship, or is moving to another place the right decision for me? And the best thing that you can do when you're stuck in this energy is to just be okay with not having the answers. So can you, for just a moment, just accept that you don't have these answers? Can you be okay with not having everything worked out in this very moment? Because when we surrender to not necessarily having the answers, we remove a lot of the pressure that we are placing on ourselves. We remove a lot of the pressure that is like, I need to make a decision now. I need to know the right decision right now. And it's very much up in your head. And we never really make a great decision when we're coming from this space of pressure. There's no need to make quick decisions, and you don't have to make a decision overnight. You don't even have to make a decision next week, right? Like the point here is to really begin to remove the pressure and just accept, I'm confused and I'm going to be with that. I'm going to sit with that. I'm going to be okay with the fact that I don't have all of the answers in this very moment. Sometimes we just require space to feel into all of our different options without the pressure of making a decision. It's kind of like if you went up to someone and you're asking them a really big question, you're like, give me the answer right now. And it's like sometimes the body needs time to digest and contemplate all these different scenarios and all these different options in order to come to a decision. And that doesn't mean that we loop and we flip-flop in all of these different directions, but it's just about being okay with not having the answers in this moment and removing the pressure and being like, I just need to surrender to what is. I need to surrender to this present moment. I need to be okay with what is without trying to make any changes right this moment. I need to show up where I am as I am and meet myself where I'm at, because that's what this is really about. Really meeting yourself where you're at. And so the next point is where we can really start to begin to hear ourselves again. So this is where I want you to begin to regulate yourself and really start to take really good care of yourself and find space to hear your intuition. Because very often when we are stuck in this place of confusion, we're really living from a place of survival. We're really living from like, I just need the answers right now. And you're not going to find the answers in your head. A lot of the time, our truth, our intuition, it exists in our body. It exists when we are very much in rest and digest, when we're calm, and when we have the space to actually hear ourselves. And so the difference between the voice of our intuition and the voice of our ego is that our ego will fight with us and try to reason with us. And so the ego is the voice of the one that is like looping around, going back and forth, flip-flopping all over the shop. Whereas our intuition is just a quiet little whisper that is gentle yet soft. She doesn't need to reason with us because she just is the truth, plain and simple. So while the ego is swirling around, making up all of these scenarios or all of these reasons as to why or why you shouldn't do something, our intuition is gentle and soft, but at the same time stern. And it's just like this feeling of knowing. And the only way that you're going to be able to hear that part of yourself is if you allow yourself to get quiet and relaxed enough to hear it. And so very often when you're struggling to find clarity, the best thing that you can do for yourself is begin to fill up your cup. Go somewhere where you can hear yourself. Take a drive down to the beach. Take yourself out for lunch. Go out for a coffee, or read your journal, or go to the gym, or just do the things that are going to bring you back into the present, back into peace, where you can actually hear clarity. When we are stuck in this space of indecision and confusion, we are very much in our head, and the universe is likely dropping many hints and many clues along the way of the direction that you should take. But when you are so in it and you're so stuck in your head and you can only see the one thing that you're looking at, you're not able to see the bigger picture. You're not able to see the clues or the sprinkles of clues that the universe is leaving you, because you're so in your head and your mind is so busy and so loud that you're not able to hear what is truly going on. So find as much space as you can to hear yourself. Find the things that really connect you to your inner voice. And like I said, it can be really anything that fills up your cup. And it's like I said earlier as well, when we are feeling confused, we are very much living in this place of survival. And so often when we're making decisions from this space, we make the decision kind of impulsively, or we make a decision that feels right in that moment, only to look back in retrospect and be like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that, or I probably should have made a different decision. Some wise person, whoever said that we should only make decisions from a calm state, was very, very smart. And it's something that I choose to live by now as well. And I am fortunate in the sense that I have spent a lot of time creating space and connecting to my intuition. And I'm very, very intuitive. And I know I mentioned this on my Instagram recently, is like, I use my intuition to guide a lot of my sessions. I would say that I am like, I'm pretty psychic, to be honest, but I would never offer things like readings or anything, because I truly believe that we can create our reality the way that we want to. And sometimes readings can keep us sort of stuck and anticipating the future, when the future is created with every choice that you make, every thought that you think. And, you know, one decision could change the trajectory of your future. And so I use my gifts as more of a way to read my clients better, to understand like what they're feeling, to sometimes they'll tell me something and be like, I don't even know if that makes sense. And I'm like, I'll repeat it back to them and tell them. And they're like, yes, that's exactly what I meant to say. And I just pick up on feelings really, really easily. And I can like pull them back into being able to see more of the bigger picture. And yeah, that's just happened because I have really spent a lot of time connecting to myself, connecting to my inner voice, and dropping into my body and really learning like how things feel in my body. If this is something that you want to explore and you want to connect deeper to your inner guidance and your intuition, like I said in my last podcast, I am releasing an offer very soon that is going to help you do all of that. So like I said, keep an eye out for that. But really in this point, what I want you to do is to just begin to create space to hear yourself and to really fill up your cup. So the next point is now getting into more of the nitty-gritty and the more strategic side of being able to find clarity. And what I want you to do is to begin to ask yourself, if all expectations of me had been removed, think society, your partner, your parents, if no one else was affected or involved, what is it exactly that I would do? So at this point, if you have really created space to hear yourself and to hear your intuition, and you removed all of the expectations off you, like what is left? And the goal here is to really begin to tap into your soul essence, because the truth is that your soul always knows the way. It is always guiding you down the path of the most fulfilled path that you could go down. It's always right in front of you, but often we have so many stories associated to that, that it feels incredibly, incredibly hard. It's really important for me to mention that, you know, the truth is that a lot of our decisions really do affect other people or really affect our lives. So for example, if you really want to quit your job, however, the reality is that you have a mortgage to pay and you realistically can't just pick up and quit your job, and then, you know, the first thing to do is to truly just admit to yourself what your truth is. And in this instance, this may just be the first step for you taking a journey in a new direction. And for people to connect back to their truth, it's a process. It's a process of, like, you know, building that self-trust again with yourself and learning to hear your inner guidance and knowing what your truth is and how that actually feels inside of your body. When we just remove all of the expectations of you just for a moment, is we just want to connect you to your truth. When you forget about how you're going to pay for your life or who you will upset, or if you could do absolutely anything and not fail, what that would be. Admit to yourself that you do know what you want beneath the noise that is telling you why that you can't have it. Once you have your truth, you can then begin to make your way into alignment. And this is where the nuance and the context really can start to take place. So for some people, it's an instant knowing that they can take action on right now. So maybe your truth says that it's time to leave a relationship and you're in a position to follow that. For example, you have no kids or no stuff together, and the hardest part really is breaking that other person's heart. But for some people, the journey back to their truth and back to alignment means coming up with all of the solutions and really starting to make your way back home very slowly. So perhaps that's starting with the conversation and then thinking about things like, where am I going to live and what will I do with all my things and who will be my support network? For some people, the truth is such a change to their life. It's such an abruption to their current way of living. Perhaps your truth is that it's time to leave your job. And for some, they have the savings to take some space and some time off to do some soul searching. Or perhaps for you, your journey back home really begins when you prioritize your self-discovery journey and you begin to explore different careers that are going to be more aligned to you. Or perhaps you do know what you want and your journey back home is beginning to build it on the side so that you can eventually actually step into it full time. So our soul's path is always there. And the problem is it just doesn't always make sense, which can of course be scary. And sometimes it feels like we need to set our whole entire life on fire to return to alignment. And we have to have this huge tower moment where everything feels like it's crashing down. And of course, that can be scary. And it's a huge reason why people stay so stuck in their lives and they never actually make any sort of changes, because the changes require some big bloody changes. And for them, that feels scary. And I always say this, that the best way to avoid a midlife crisis is to begin to start making decisions from your truth. To really begin to make decisions from what it is that you want, despite what your partner thinks, despite what your parents want for you to do in your career, despite what society expects of you, despite what your ego says about what is successful or not. It's truly about making decisions from this really authentic place. And like, even things from like who you love, the relationships that you have in your life. Like, is your partner a reflection of what you truly want, or is it purely just what is accepted in your family? Is it that you want to date girls or boys, whatever, or like a same-sex relationship, and you're terrified to come out? Like my invitation to you is that your truth is always, always staring at you in the face. And when you begin to follow it, yes, things might feel scary, and yes, things might get set on fire, and yes, the tower might fall. But what actually is on the other side of truly living out what is true for you is so magical. And that is like the main message that I want to give you today. So I remember I was going through a bit of a hard time, and you know, I was very much living out of alignment. And this can kind of go back to when I wasn't really following my path, and I was very much rejecting the calling of stepping into this space. And I was working in corporate at the time. I think I was working for L'Oreal Australia. And I was getting all these signals and these messages of like, you need to step into this. And I just kept ignoring it because it obviously seemed so scary. And it was around the time that I was learning about the Hindu goddesses, which I really like to play with in terms of like archetypes that you can step into, which I'd love to talk a little bit more about on this podcast some other time. But there is one goddess in particular. Her name is Kali, so Kali, and she's the goddess of destruction. And she is the goddess that usually comes in when we're not living out our truth. And she is the one that if you don't set your own life on fire, she will do it for you. And I remember writing something on Kali because I was experiencing her so deeply in terms of how she came into my life and really set everything on fire. And I want to share it with you today because it's like they say, the universe will either tickle you with a feather or it'll punch you in the face. It depends. Are you listening? And it's really about, you know, that truth, that clarity that you are seeking, that you are looking for is always there. And you have an opportunity to either follow it now or to slowly begin to make your journey back to alignment. Slowly, slowly, slowly. You don't have to change your entire life overnight. But if you continue to ignore the nudges that are making their way to you, then Kali, the goddess of destruction, will come in. And if you like, give her a Google. She's a beautiful goddess. But here we go. So this dark goddess has been the theme of my life this year, here to teach me some tough lessons. She is where it all begins and where it all ends. With one hand, she holds the seed of creation, birth, life. In the other, she swiftly destroys, cuts away, and ends death. She decides when life, death, and rebirth are to take place. When we are not living in alignment with our highest purpose, she will come and shake things up until we awaken. She will throw us into the depths of our darkness so we can come out and remember our light. She is the beautiful, dark, often terrifying chaos that appears when radical change is needed. She is the wild, cosmic roar that comes out of nowhere, transforming and making you question everything you thought was real. She is the tough mother. The one that isn't going to baby you, but reveal the lessons you need for your inner evolution. When everything is destroyed, when you're thrown into the flames of your own darkness, when you think that you have nothing left, she empowers you to rise from the ashes and expand into more than you ever believed possible. Only then, when the veil of illusion has melted, can you look in the mirror and see your true self for the first time. She will burn down all that you were so that you can become who you were meant to be, leaving you in deep gratitude for all that you are and all that you've become. After months of pushing through the darkness, I feel so much light and surrender in my body, so much acceptance and overwhelming gratitude for where I have landed. Allowing my pain to be my master teacher is the biggest gift I can give to myself. And when I have the courage to face her head on, I come up from what feels like a lifetime of drowning to take my first breath in deep gratitude that I get to be me and I have my life experiences unfold in the way that it has. And so I just wanted to share that because I think very often when we resist the truth that's trying to make its way to us, and we're feeling this feeling of stuck and lost and confused, and we're trying to find that level of clarity, I know that feeling so well. And very often it's like surrendering to the scary truth, the truth that is laying right in front of your face, and she's just asking on you to lean in and follow it. So with that being said, my loves, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, I would love to hear your feedback, as always, over on Instagram at It's Alexandria J. And like I said, keep a lookout for a new offer that will be launching in February, which is Love Month. And it's going to be all about connecting to your inner truth, your inner guidance, and really connecting deeper to yourself so that you can become your own guru, your own coach, your own healer, your own inner compass that is leading you to where you need to be. So much love to you, and I hope you have a beautiful week.